Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is D Love. I am with Real Talk One on One with you. Look like my caller got dropped off. Hopefully, she will call back in. That is my guest, Miss Ruth Tisdale. Somehow, she got disconnected. Hopefully she will call back in. Today what we will be talking about is, there she is. Hold on. Hold on, Ruth, are you with me?
Yes.
Thank you for calling back. Sorry about that. You know, our systems, our technology. Thank you so much for calling back. Welcome to Real Talk 101. I was just introducing you to our guests, our listeners. And Ruth, thank you so much for joining me this morning. And guys, thank you for listening. Our special guest today, of course, I'll say it again, Ruth Tisdale. She is the director of Advice and Aid Pregnancy Center. And she's going to be telling us about some of the things that this wonderful program offers. I think it is awesome. And Ruth, I want to thank you so much. Thank you and good morning.
Good morning to you, and thank you so much for having me this morning so that I can share about the work Advice and Aid Pregnancy Centers is doing right here in the Kansas City area.
Okay. Now, Ruth, you know, I've shared a personal story with you, and so I do understand the importance of this program, and I am so thankful to God that you guys are here to serve us as a whole, as a community, and just get, you know, just get more programs out like this. I just want to know, tell us why this program is so important today in our culture. We know that abortion is on the rise, and although we have ample amounts of information out there, and we know that there are other programs out there as well, but we do know that Advice and Aid is known for helping women and men, of course, make an informed decision about an unplanned pregnancy because, you know, I was a teenage mother, and just out of ignorance, I could have easily aborted my child as well. So what is it that you guys do to help, you know, because we know this is the first response that most of us, you know, the first reaction. So,
well, yes. The thing is that whenever somebody oftentimes is in a crisis, they panic. And many of us don't like being in crisis situations, so because crises are difficult and painful, we often rush into trying to find a solution that will stop the crisis. And so Advice and Aid Pregnancy Centers, one of the things that we do is we help families and women, men, the parents perhaps, make an educated decision about an unplanned pregnancy. And what I mean by this is, we help the people in the crisis to slow down, to take the time to get informed about all the options that they have in this situation, to take the time to get educated, to take the time to think about not only today and how this crisis and this situation of an unplanned pregnancy looks like today, but what might be the potential effects of this situation 9 months from now? What would it look like 5 years from now or 20 years from now? Because regardless of the decision the woman makes, each choice has a long-term effect. And that long-term effect is going to look different depending on what she chooses. But because she's in a crisis and the family might be in a crisis, they just want to fix the problem sometimes. And they don't give themselves the time to think through what this looks like. And so we come in, we first educate on all their options. We do not refer for abortions. We don't perform abortions because we have worked with too many women over the 31 years that Advice and Aid has been in service that have experienced abortion and are dealing still to this day with the aftermath of that decision. It's not a healthy decision all around, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, et cetera, et cetera. So, but we do educate about that because we want them to know what they're up against. Number two, we educate on adoption. Many people don't see that as a choice, as an option. But we want them to know this is a viable choice for you and your child. Gives you as a mother the opportunity to continue, whether it's school, career, whatever it is, whatever it looks like. And yet it gives the opportunity for the child to have a future as well. And so we look at what that looks like. We don't do adoptions in-house. However, we refer to agencies who know what they're doing, that is their specialty. So we refer those out. And then the third option, of course, is parenting. And so if somebody's considering about parenting, you know, we want them also to know the reality of parenting. So we have programs that help that woman, that father, learn about what might this look like. And it starts at the very beginning, right after they have their pregnancy test and make their decision. And they can come to our centers. They can meet one-on-one with one of our trained volunteers and go through a series of education that we have set up a program for them to learn about pregnancy, about parenting, and many other things that is involved in taking care of a child. So that is one of the things that we do for the people in our community.
Wow. That's awesome, Ruth. I can certainly appreciate this program. And, of course, have been following you guys for quite a bit. I get a lot of the emails you send out, and of course, I apologize for just, you know, every now and then I've been able to send an email and reach out, and I think it was a lady that I guess knew you guys very well had actually put me on your email list or something like that. So, and I hear the stories, and wow, I hear some good stories and I hear some bad stories. And just so you know, and I think I've reached out to you several times saying you're always in my prayer because I know that prayer changes things. We can't change everything. However, this program offers so many different options and resources to accomplish its objective goal, and that is to deter pregnancy among all women, people, and couples in general. So we talk about some of the services in men. That just kind of stood out to me. I noticed that there's not just counseling service or mentoring services provided to women, but also men. How does that dynamic work?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. I have been with Advice and Aid Pregnancy Centers for a little bit over 10 years now. And as the years have progressed, it has been an exciting thing to see that man come along with her at the very beginning of a pregnancy test, oftentimes. And so we have been thinking through how can we help him as well, because this decision is going to affect him very much. And oftentimes he is the number one influencer in her life, regardless of what decision she chooses. So we're very intentional about reaching out to him. One of the things that we have is, you know, for example, when she comes in for pregnancy tests or information like that, of course, due to confidentiality and things like that, we often take her first and just, you know, let her know what we're doing, et cetera. And he might just be waiting in the waiting room. And it is our goal to have either a volunteer or one of our staff members go out, greet that man, and explain to him what is happening, and give him the opportunity to ask questions about who we are and what to expect. One of the blessings that we've had in the last month is that we've had an addition of a man to our staff. And though his position doesn't necessarily, it's not for, you know, the counseling of the men that walk in the door, but it but it's given him the opportunity at one of our centers that when we have a guy waiting in the waiting room, for him to come, say hello from man to man, and just ask any questions. And it's been a really positive new thing that we've been able to share or experience. But besides that, of course, they're always welcome in our sonogram. We also provide ultrasounds, first trimester ultrasounds, so the guy is always welcome to that. And as you know, when a woman is pregnant, she feels the symptoms of pregnancy.
Absolutely.
But oftentimes, you know, he doesn't. And it takes may take a while before it becomes more real to him. So when we do a sonogram, it is such a wonderful tool for the guy involved, or even perhaps for the potential grandmother or grandfather or whoever is that other supporter person, to see what is happening inside the woman's body. You know, it helps her to see what's going on. But for the guy especially, it's like it becomes real. Oh, yes, she's pregnant because she finally saw a picture. So we always welcome the men in the sonogram room as long as the woman is okay with that. Then if they choose to continue the pregnancy, like we talked about in our Journeys program, he's absolutely welcome to participate in that program and come with her and go through the program with her. But then, you know, one of the other programs that we have at the end of the pregnancy is once that baby's born. And that program is called Bridges. And we have actually male volunteers who come to our Bridges program. We have a Tuesday night group. We have a Thursday night support group. And we have men in each of those groups. They are ready to minister to the men and the new dads that come in and may have questions. Sometimes they participate on the lesson for that evening, and sometimes they just go aside and do their own thing. And that has been a very positive thing. The other thing, the other way that we reach out to men, and at this time we don't see as much, just like we reach out to women who've experienced abortion in the past, we have a program for those women so that they can experience healing. If we ever have a man who was the participant of an abortion decision, whether it was recent or years ago, we can also connect him with another man who can talk to him and help him through that process of healing. So,
what a phenomenal program and an outreach ministry, because you mentioned something about reaching out to them in a non-judgmental way, in a Christ-like manner. This is something that I know that God has inspired upon someone's heart. Anyone who's listening, we're talking with Ruth Tisdale, Director of Advice and Aid, and she's just sharing with us this wonderful program for those of us or anyone who has or even in the past, I mean, experience or maybe know someone, you know, who's experienced an unwanted pregnancy, and just don't know what to do or where to go. These are some phenomenal outreach ministries that are here for us. And so, Ruth, thank you so much. I certainly appreciate you sharing with us, because some people just don't know, and you're right. They don't know where to go and where to turn, and which leads me to my next point is that just based on some of the statistics with the abortion counters, I mean, I was pregnant back in the 80s, you know, so back then we didn't have as much information out and not too far from the Roe versus Wade issue. However, you know, we've made some progress, don't you think?
We absolutely have. And one of the beautiful things is that right now there are over 2,500 pregnancy centers in the entire United States. Mm-hmm. So not only are we Advice on AIDS here in the greater Kansas City area, but there are many pregnancy centers in the greater Kansas City area reaching out and being a source of help and alternative and just a place, again, where women can stop for a minute and think through their decision and receive accurate information, non-judgmental information, be in a confidential environment, and be with somebody who's going to support them regardless of that their decision. You know, that is so important for us that before a woman leaves our office, whether she leaves saying, I'm going to carry my child, or I'm going to place for adoption, or no, thank you, but I have to have an abortion, we always tell her, we are here regardless of your decision. Because we want her to know that we care about her as a whole. We're not just here to say, you know, perhaps life is good, have your baby, goodbye. We are here long term, regardless of their decision, and that is a beautiful thing. And you know, one of the things that reminds me very quickly is years ago, we had a beautiful woman, 20-something-year-old, who was in an unexpected pregnancy. And I can share this because she has publicly shared her story with others. And so this woman was recommended to have an abortion and because of health issues and things like that. She wasn't married, and it was a difficult situation for her. But she found Advice and Aid, and we gave her support beyond what she could imagine. She had her child. She actually participated in our Journeys program. Our doctor, our medical director, was her doctor. The baby was born. She participated in our Bridges program. And, you know, sad enough, baby, he was a toddler, had an accident, passed away at an early age. And we were there with her that entire time. And I remember when we dedicated our nursery to him in his name, she said, Advice and Aid was with me through it all. And I don't know what I would have done without Advice and Aid. And so I share that story because, again, it wasn't just about the pregnancy. We were involved in her life. And regardless, we were involved with her. And even to this day, once in a while, we talk. So, again, I want to emphasize that it's not just, you know, we're not just there for the pregnancy. We are. We're there up to 2 years. We're there if they abort anyway. We have a program, a healing program after that decision for those that experience abortion maybe this year, or those that may have experienced abortion 30-plus years ago.
Right.
I actually, I got a call this week of a woman who's experienced abortion 30-plus years ago. And she says, I just cannot continue to live like this. Can you help me? And so we're going to set her up in one of our healing programs so that she can experience that and live a full and meaningful life.
Absolutely. And I mean, I've heard stories, personal stories from women who've actually, you know, for whatever reason, had aborted a child. And it does, for some logical reason, it bothers them. It eventually haunts them, and they have some bad feelings. So that is nice to know that you guys have all these dynamics going on in terms of helping women determine, you know, the importance of just keeping their child or just get an idea and some insight on what the psychological effects could be and that there are other options and alternatives available. So I if nothing else good is going on in our world, this is, because this is awesome. It is, I mean, it's very profound. You guys have so many. I noticed the mentoring, the counseling. There's other sort of housing resources, all sorts of things that are structured around helping these women get their lives, and men, couples, mm-hmm. get their lives back on track. That is so, and I, one thing I noticed too, you guys have that 24-hour helpline.
Yes. Yes, we do, because, you know, like we shared, like I shared at the beginning, a crisis can happen mm-hmm. any time of the day, any mm-hmm. day of the week. And, it, you know, the other thing, not only it's a time, doesn't matter what time, it doesn't have any color. It doesn't matter if you are Caucasian, if you're Hispanic, if you're mm-hmm. Asian or whatever. It doesn't discriminate. And so mm-hmm. we have a 24-hour hotline that is answered by trained volunteers to answer those calls that may come at 5 o'clock in the afternoon when the office closes, or that may come mm-hmm. at 2 o'clock in the morning when everybody's asleep and you need somebody to talk to. We are there. And we have been doing that for a very, very long time.
Absolutely. Well, Ms. Ruth, real quick, I want you to go ahead and give our audience some information. I do have your information posted on the profile, so our audience listeners, you guys are welcome to go on my page, gather all the information, and Ms. Ruth is going to go ahead and give us that information again, the phone number on how to, if you have going through anything, or even know someone who just to have the information on hand, because as Ms. Ruth indicated and stated, that you never know when. I didn't know, and according to the statistics, I mean, it does not matter. I mean, it's not just teenage women at, you know, it's women of all age groups. So this program is here to help us, and so we want to go ahead and give Ms. Ruth an opportunity to go ahead and provide us with all that contact information for Advice and Aid Pregnancy Center.
Yes, we have two offices. And our phone is the same for both offices. Our phone number is 913-962-0200, 913-962-0200. Our web address is adviceandaid.com, and you can spell it all out, adviceandaid.com. And we have two locations. We're located in Overland Park at the Fox Hill Medical Building, or in Shawnee at the Fenton Professional Plaza between Quivira and Neiman on 75th Street. And, for example, our Overland Park office is open even Saturday mornings, and our Shawnee office is open two evenings until 7 o'clock in the evening. Again, because we know that it doesn't matter the time of day, it doesn't mm-hmm. matter who you are, this mm-hmm. issue can affect anybody, and so we want to be there. And one another important thing is that, you know, people don't know that we exist, even though we've been around for so long. As a small organization, we don't have, you know, the budget oftentimes to do large marketing and things like that. So it's so important that people know who we are and share with those that they meet as they come across other mm-hmm. people.
Absolutely. And not only that, I'm sure you guys would be open, anyone who has the time, don't, you know, you have a free time, or maybe you're retired, or maybe just feel passionate toward this type of subject. I mean, are you, do you guys, like, in need of volunteers or anyone who just may want to come on board and help become a mentor or counselor?
Absolutely. We are always looking for volunteers. That's how the organization functions. We have a very small staff of 14 people. The rest, we work with around 150 volunteers or so. So the volunteers are what makes this organization keep going. So every year, a couple times a year, we have what we call a new volunteer informational meeting. Just for mm-hmm. those that are maybe interested, it gives them an opportunity to learn about the organization, to hear about the volunteer opportunities, and from there make a decision. Am I a good fit or am I not? And if I am, mm-hmm. well, if realistically, how much time can I devote to this organization? The next mm-hmm. one is in November. At the top of my head, I cannot remember exactly the date, but it's in November, and we have information on our website. If people go to our website, go scroll down to the Partner With Us, and there's a section that says Volunteer. they can learn a little bit about the exact date for that. But that's a great way of getting people engaged and being part of this really wonderful organization that is helping so many women and men in our community.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it would be a good idea to just, you know, implement an initiative like this. And I know, like you said, I mean, but Advice and Aid are, so I've never had to use, you know, this type of service. Of course, growing up, I had family members there to help me. But, I mean, we've progressed. We're talking about 30, 34, 40 years now. Fast forward, how, I mean, because according to the statistics, women, I mean, it's pretty much, it's declined somewhat. It's kind of slanted, but we're still seeing where people are making this their alternative choice. So
yes. And I wanted to share one of the things that's also really important. We don't charge for any of our services.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like to say that they're free, because they really are not free. Somebody, our donors, are paying for
our
services. But we don't charge the men and the women that we serve for our services, because we know oftentimes the reason they go towards an abortion decision is because of financial concerns. And so we don't charge, but we will serve. It doesn't matter if you're married. It doesn't matter if you're a teen. You know, one of the things that we have seen repeatedly in the last couple months are married couples that already have children, and now they're in this situation. They weren't planning on having a second or third child, and they feel trapped in making an abortion decision. So we're there to walk them through, again, them through and let them make the decision they can live with for the rest of our lives. It is not our point, it is not our goal to tell anybody what to choose.
Not at all.
We are not going to live with the consequences of the decision.
Right.
Each individual person has to deal with the consequences of their decision.
Mm-hmm.
It is their decision.
That is the truth. And with programs like this, that's why it is so important to have and have someone take advantage of this type of resources, because they need a third party to come in and converse and kind of, because you are conflicted and you're like, wow, you know, life just hits you all in the face. And I know we've all been there. So I can certainly appreciate this. And definitely my intention to keep the word, as I always do, keep the word out. I'm certainly always in prayer with you guys. And so we just thank you for what you do. I've read the stories. I've heard the good ones. Read the bad ones. But overall, sounds like you guys are passionate and diligent in keeping this word alive in this ministry. And so certainly appreciate that, Ms. Ruth. Thank you for joining me so much. And it sounds like you are really passionate, enjoy what you do as well. So God bless you and keep you around to keep us on our toes and informed about making good, healthy decisions, right? Regardless.
That's correct.
Yes. Thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us. You've provided us with this information. Feel free to go pass this link along to have anyone who missed the program can just pretty much click on the link and archive this information if you missed it. Thank you so much, Ms. Ruth. I appreciate
your
time. We're going to go ahead and end the show. We got like about 60 minutes. You have a wonderful weekend. Thank you, all my listeners. Have some other information we'll be sharing in the upcoming weeks. So thank you so much. God bless. You guys have a great week. Thanks, Ms. Ruth. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.